We are on Patreon. Sorgatron here. Dave Potter is here as well. Potter, you had something in your awesome thing, and I looked at it and said, that's not awesome, Dave. We do awesome positive things here on the Awesome Cast. We complain on the Patreon, and that's what you pay money for. Potter, what are the juicy details you want to get into here?
Of course, if it's negative, it comes from Florida.
Oh, damn it.
So, and this was signed yesterday. So this isn't one of those things that, oh, it's going to happen, it may happen. No, it was signed. Like, now, it doesn't go into effect next year.
Okay.
But it bans people under 13 from having a social media account.
Okay.
Also, it actually directs social media companies to delete the existing accounts of those who are under 14.
What the hell?
I know. And if they're 14 or 15, they need a parent's consent before they can join. Let's see here. The minor can be awarded up to $10,000 in damages. Companies found to be a violation.
For allowing you to have it.
Mm-hmm. Against the law. Jeez. And they could be liable for up to $50,000 per violation, as well as attorney's fees and court costs.
Mm-hmm.
Now, social media is a cesspool for kids.
Mm-hmm.
Social media can be a cesspool in general, and kids have a problem sometimes dealing with cesspools.
Sure.
You know, child bullying. I don't know why they made 16 the cutoff, though. I don't know if 16 is the age of consent.
I thought you said 13.
Well, 13, it's 13. They can't be young. 13 and younger can't have it.
Okay.
14 and 15 can have it with a parent's consent.
Okay.
16 and above, no problem. So again, why is it that 13 and under can have it, 14, 15 with parents, 16 above. I don't know what the age of consent in Florida is.
Well, it's also weird. I mean, it's probably something going on the guidelines of like driving age or something like that, right?
It could be that too.
I mean, it's like an arbitrary number we kind of pick. 16 seems like a good number. You're responsible enough to do things. Yeah, 16-year-olds. I remember the stupid stuff I did when I was 16. Mm-hmm. And I'm very thankful I didn't have an internet that captured that. I mean, I had an internet, but it didn't capture that. It was an IRC channel. You know what I mean? And I'm pretty sure those aren't anywhere. God, I hope those aren't anywhere. like we've all done stupid stuff on the internet. Because you've no inhibitions, and now you have access to the world of information and other people and strangers in other places, and some of them may call you.
So I mean, now here's the problem, and this is something that. It only bans it from social media sites. Mm-hmm. So it has to define what a social media site is.
Okay.
Right? Because it does not say this, 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 or this. So it says that. And it also talks about only on sites which can cause issues or, you know, some kind of really loosey-goosey phraseology. Mm-hmm. That for minors. So I mean, could a 13-year-old create a login at Fox News or MSNBC or CNN and start chatting with people in the discussion?
Mm-hmm.
Is that social media? You're interacting with people back and forth, having discussion with someone after creating a login?
Are you telling me this law wasn't written very well, Potter?
Oh, shocking. I am shocked. So, and of course, it's going to go into effect. There's going to be lawsuits back and forth. Who knows what goes on?
Yeah, that's the thing. Like most of these things that pop up like this, I'm sad that we're wasting time on things like this because, you know, most of them are going to get just tied up in First Amendment issues in the courts, right? Right off the bat, like that's the low hanging fruit on this thing.
Yeah.
It's sad and sickening what's happening in some of these states right now. You know, they're just limiting people's rights. You know, just, you know, not God, and this is leading to other things in my head that I'm not getting into on this show, but that just sound just damn barbaric with some of these guys, and that they're doing this kind of thing, and I mean, you're gonna get something like Pornhub is no longer in Texas, right?
Mm-hmm.
Like you're gonna get exactly. That. You're just like, you know, you're going to have somebody like Facebook say, so we can't enforce this. We cannot honor your law
mm-hmm.
the way it was written. And we're going to block everybody sitting in Florida. And now somebody's going to sue Facebook for First Amendment,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't make sense to me because the whole First Amendment idea is the government is imposing, right? Which is
exactly
what they're doing here. And what they're doing with TikTok, you know,
mm-hmm.
in my opinion and understanding. So I just, it's just so sad and sickening that this is where we're at with this kind of stuff. And I wish, God, I was like, hey, I'd love cooler heads to prevail here. But man, I don't know where they're at anymore.
I mean, honestly, it's the same. It's the same thing of it's the same reason you have to take your shoes off when you go through security at the airport.
Yep.
Except that to me is a minor inconvenience. Semi-minor inconvenience versus this, which is kind
you
of a major
what?
Thing.
No, it's regulatory capture. Just like Apple forces you for your convenience to buy a new iPhone and force your friends to get an app of Android, the TSA is making money by getting you paying for free check so you don't have to take your shoes off, which is exactly what I do.
Yeah.
Kind of, right?
Yeah, I mean, it really makes... I mean,
am I more secure because, like, am I less of a threat because we went through this process? I don't know. I can decide to be a... I need to not say this on the internet.
that is true. Be careful because you travel a lot more than I do.
Sorry, I'm recording a
lot. But I will say
like,
this.
Yes.
And people... This is going to piss a lot of people off.
Here we go. That's why we put it on Patreon. Hot takes!
The horrible idiots who 9/11... Everything they brought through was allowed by security.
Mm-hmm. It would be today, right?
No, box cutters aren't allowed.
Ah.
But pre 9/11, box were allowed to be brought on the planes.
Mm-hmm.
Why? I don't know. But they were.
Because it didn't seem like a credible threat.
But
what could you do with a box cutter? Turns out a lot.
Yeah. But I mean, there's... And the thing is with this, with the law banning and saying you have to be, you know, 14 or 15 to be in it with parent approval and 16 to do it on your own. The question is, how do you prove someone's 16?
Mm-hmm.
Right
is this
putting your birthday and click a box.
Isn't that going to turn into the EU thing where you have to go in a bar so you can get a porn license? And now they know, and they're tracking it, and now they know all of your sexual proclivities, which is a problem if you're a state that maybe doesn't like certain people of a certain, maybe has some rules against certain people of a certain alignment.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, that's...
But I mean, literally, is it going to be, you need to upload your photo ID to, you know, TikTok, and then upload it to Twitter and upload it to Facebook and they have to approve it by going again. I don't want that to happen.
No bueno. No bueno.
No.
No, 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 no. That's terrible. That is
no,
terrible.
No, I'm not saying there shouldn't be something done.
Mm-hmm.
This is not it.
Mm-mm. Mm-mm.
So, and my problem is that when it comes to big political talking points like this,
mm-hmm.
when there's an issue, you can't get everyone together and say, okay, there's an issue, right? Yes. Do you want anything done? Well, we want to do this and we want to do this and we don't want to work together.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
So nothing's going to happen.
Children. Freaking children.
Yeah. And it's like, it's like, oh, okay, so VPNs don't exist, right?
Don't tell them that. Could you imagine explaining a VPN to somebody on one of these, on one of these, like, you know, discovery boards or something like that? Like, I couldn't even imagine. So you're saying
it's a way you can bypass the tubes that the cats go into to make the internet run.
So imagine if you just swam across the Atlantic in like 3 seconds just so you could watch Doctor Who. But you didn't really, but you did digitally. And then, you know, have you seen Tron? You know, I mean, that's what you got to do.
Yeah.
Side note. I don't know if I've ever watched Tron. I've attempted to, but I sat down and watched it again this weekend. Again? Maybe again.
Well, you're talking original
the
Tron?
The original Tron.
Original Tron, okay.
Yes. It's a lot better than I remembered and expected. Like, I remember having a hard time watching it before. I think I watched this as Disney Plus, or attempted to watch this as Disney Plus came on, and maybe it was on in the background and didn't pay attention. But I was, you know, my AirPod experience, and plus I'm just really big on Tron because I can't get the light cycle ride out of my head from Disney, because it was just, that was so cool. I can't believe, like, I'm having that a ride, it has that effect on me. But I was like, that was the greatest experience ever. And it was like 60 seconds. I want to do it again. It was like, I don't know if it's been really remastered, but it seemed cleaner than I remembered. Does that make sense? I don't know.
Well,
Do you have a Tron experience, Dave? Did you watch it back in the day or anything?
I didn't.
Or,
I didn't watch it back in the day, but I'll say this. It could be cleaner.
Absolutely.
Because to put it on Disney Plus, they may have
properly remastered,
cleaned up.
Because you know what they don't clean up?
The original.
The fucking X-Men cartoon. It is dirty and wrong, and it just, like, it does. I mean, and again, it's not a movie or anything on that scale, but it's just like, man, they just kind of threw the VHS tape in here, didn't they? Or something, right? It just seems less. And I can't imagine that's the original quality, right? But it might be. Who knows?
You know what, though? It may be because we're talking pre-HD TV, so you're watching it on a 4x3 480p set.
And
so
I guess, like, Tron would be a movie from 1982, mm-hmm. which means I was maybe a year old. I'm certain I've seen it. I'm certain it's been on television, or, you know, or something, where I flipped through and was like, oh, what's this weird thing, right? And maybe that's it. Maybe when I did watch it, it was on a 4x3 tube TV, so it didn't mm-hmm. really, like, pop to me or something. But now it kind of does, right? And it was just like, and it is kind of wild, man. It is kind of wild to go back and see it and some of the concepts they got into, which, like, there was something in there. I can't remember if it was from that one or the Legacy one, but they dropped the concept in there. I'm like, oh, my God, this is exactly what we're talking about today, like with AI or something, right? Like, mm-hmm. I think it's very beneficial. And yes, some of it is, especially that first one, is so strange and goofy, right? But, like, they were talking about this in 1982, you know, or they mm-hmm. were talking about this in 2010, you know, or 08 or whatever that was. So I think that's, it was just really kind of fascinating to have that experience here in 2024, right? Recommend Tron. It's on there, and actually, even is another one. I think I tried watching the Tron Uprising cartoon too, and it didn't really, again, didn't really click with me. But I, like, for some reason it is now. You know, like, hey, I was trying to rewatch the X-Men, and now I'm like all about, maybe it's because of the new one. You know, I was just like, okay, I got this weird thing. I don't know if this is, and this is, happens with the music too. Like, Avenged Sevenfold was something I went to last night, and it was just like, it was talking to friend Zeke about this, who's a huge fan. They're a huge fan of Avenged Sevenfold, and knew like so many of the songs. And I'm like, I know like three kind of, right, that are just always in my playlist. And I don't know where they came from. I don't know why they're there. But I was like, but it was like a good show. I'm just like, listen, like, I'm going to watch this band. And I'm going to be hitting Shazam on the stuff I like. And now when it pops up, you're attached to an experience, right? Like, I think you attach to movies more if you saw them in a theater, for instance, right? Like, I always have an experience in my head when I go back to watch the original Ninja Turtles, Ghostbusters 2, you know, anything like that. You know, just like, yeah, I remember the original Batman. Like, that hangs with you, right? You know, and then...
It was an event.
An event. Not so much as an event as, like, it imprints on you, right? An experience.
Well, I mean an event as in... Mm-hmm. It isn't you just went downstairs or you went to your TV, you turn it on, you watched it.
I know the song pops up and it always like, ooh, because it's the song that's this one song is the that I never remember the name of it is the intro song to Hackers, you know, like, you know, things like that that really kind of strike with you. So, yeah. Even that, too, like seeing Tron. And leading into because I watched Hackers and it was just like, I kept thinking Hackers was the future, but it was present time, which was really strange considering some of the visuals they did with it, right? But then you watch Tron, or like, oh, I get why they did that now. You know, like it kind of sets the stage for that. There's a really good featurette actually on Disney Plus that's with the Tron, original Tron. The director of the movie gets to go to the Disney archives and go through photos of the production with his son. It's about 15 minutes. I was enthralled by this damn thing, right? Also, it answered one question I had, because I'm watching this movie and they have the glow, like the discs that they're using and stuff. There are these glow things. And I'm just like, those are fucking Frisbees, aren't they? And they're like, yeah, we had like a Frisbee champion expert on to show us how to throw them. I was just like, this is amazing. I just really appreciated that. And kind of going into it and just, yeah. Side note, apparently there's going to be a Tron Ares that's supposed to be out in 2025. So it doesn't look like any of the originals are in there or anything like that. Also, I've watched Tron Legacy a bunch of times and never understood some of the context from the original movie, right? Like the old guy that comes and got the page from Flynn and everything like that. I didn't realize that's the guy who played Tron and thing, you know, that kind of stuff. That kind of thing I think is really cool. So that's my stuff. That's my rant. That's my side stuff. I think you've had a good rant.
Yeah, I had a rant there too.
I think we've had our rants for this week. Hope you guys appreciate. Thank you, Patreons. Thank you, Dave Potter, once again.
Oh, welcome.
There you go. And with all the medals, with his homemade Faraday cage.
There we go.
So thank you guys so much on Patreon. We'll see you next time.